The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Monday edition. Dom, I'm calling this the white, wealthy, privileged Monday edition. Because finally, a rich white guy caught a break.
Isn't everyday white, wealthy, privileged man day, Crudy? Good to be with you, Richard, on the board. Of course, our fair audience, thanks for hanging out with us.
Dom, the breaking news this morning. The SOB got off.
What are you talking about?
The appellate court, in a Hail Mary, a Christmas miracle, an Easter miracle, I don't know what you'd call this, a Palm Monday miracle, have declared that Donald Trump will get a big break on the bond he must post. And we had seen numbers, $464 million we had heard all week. The old man couldn't make his bond, right? And then on Friday, he's like, well, I've got the cash. I just don't want to expend the cash.
I don't want to.
Which set him up for, you know, some sort of a perjury circumstance, I would guess, Dom. And then we find out bright and early this morning. And I told you, I thought Trump would make the bond. But the appellate court says it's a smaller bond. It's a $175 million bond. If I took the original $464 million and the new number, the $175 million, the reduction in bond is $289 million. That's more than $250 million they took off the bond. That's a hell of a lot of shrinkage.
It's, yes, that's a lot of money. But I remain optimistic. And let me tell you why. Number one, right? Trump was not on trial today. It was supposed to start today, remember? But they did say now we'll start April 15th. Trump supposed to come up with the money today, but he didn't have to. He has to come up with apparently $175 million in 10 days. So that's winning. This is winning for Donald Trump. This is winning for MAGA. Not being in court today, but having to be there on the 15th of April. Not having to come up with the $500 million, but having to come up with $175. If that's what winning looks like for MAGA, I can't wait to see what losing looks like. Tick tock.
This does. I'm telling you, buddy, this does strike me as winning. This does strike me as winning, at least in regards to this bond. I mean, how do you declare this as a loss for Trump? The guy posts out $175 million. He's off the hook. He gets his appeal and he gets to win the perceptional war that he's a big shot. He's a rich man. And if you believe right-wing media, he's about to cash out $3 billion on his Truthy okay. Social site. Well, we can be skeptical.
I don't believe right-wing media. And while these numbers are not what they were, and maybe something different will happen, my question, certainly the Supreme Court here, this appellate division who overturned this thing, or at least granted a partial waiver on it, five state judges, and they put out a two-page statement, only which of one big paragraph basically says what we already know. So there's no explanation as to what formula, why do they mark it down, how do they come to that number, so on and so forth. So yes, certainly the white, old, male, rich, privilege Mondays, it seems to, you know, be part of it. I'm looking, cup's half full, man. I'm still looking. I still got to come up Well, $175 million. We'll see if he can do that in 10 days. And he's got to show up for court on April 15th. That's still going to happen.
But those are differing things. But, I mean, stop throwing in the April 15th court date. I realize that's also news of the day. But stop. It's a different case. And the people are going to be confused enough.
We're talking about winning or losing. We're talking about winning or losing. That's what we're talking. Hey, Donald Trump's winning. He's delaying this. He's delaying that. Yeah, okay. But it's ticking, man. Okay, you got 10 days for 175. Let's see what happens in the next 10 days. You got to show up for the other case. Yes, Alvin Bragg on April 15th. Well, we'll see what happens then. So, yeah, I get you, man. But it's not as bad, I don't think, as you seem to think it is. I do have a question on those five New York State judges on the appeals court, how they came up with the number. But here's where we're at.
Well, I would say, considering every headline in the paper last week and even the Biden administration, Don so broke-ass Don, right? That was their new media campaign. This was the whole thing. Don should go to bankruptcy court. He should seek protection. They're going to seize his assets Monday morning. Well, guess what? There was no seizure of assets today, Dom. Hell, the guy bought 10 days, and he saw his fine reduced by about, or his bond need reduced by about 70%.
Yeah. Congratulations. Big win for MAGA. Are you kidding me? Think about what you're saying, dude. Their victory is a $175 million bond in a court case middle of April. That's victory for them. I mean, that's not great, man. You get out of that cycle, man. Look at it from the outside. There's still lots of pressure and justice coming. The wheels are turning, baby. What did Fonnie Willis say? The train is coming.
Don't quote Fonnie Willis to me in this moment.
Don't tell me. This is the second time in a row you told me what not to do. I'm sorry you don't like it, Crudy, but I'm going to say it how I see it. And that's how I choose to view these issues. You want to be all Debbie Downer on it? I got you, man. I understand. We didn't get our Trump Tower repossessed today. Okay. But you keep still action going
you
on.
You keep telling me about the comeuppance to come, and I keep wondering, when's that going to happen? Because I've been waiting for that comeuppance since the Mueller report. You keep promising me. This is going to be the one. This is going to change everything. Wait until. Well, I've been waiting, man. I've been waiting. Yeah. And, Daddy, I'm keep getting waiting, impatient baby. Over here.
You keep on waiting, because when you get to be a rich, old, white ex-president, man, you get all the benefit of the world. But it's ending. It's coming up. He's running out. And if it was so glorious victory today, why is Trump still mad?
I'm not clear that he is. I heard his speech immediately after leaving the courtroom, claimed he would post his bond in a timely fashion. He had the $175 million, so he claims. Granted, we haven't seen it, but he certainly had a new sense of victory and confidence and the ability to pay, or at least per his claim today. So I think this is a major relief. I think the guy's out there claiming victory. And considering this would have been devastating if this guy would have been, if we'd have found instead of this reduced bond amount that Trump had run into the federal bankruptcy judges courtroom and sought relief today from the seizure of his assets, how would that have played? Think that would have been a better headline? Because I'm starting to get worried that all these promised, this is going to be the one. Well, the indictments made Trump stronger. And I am strongly starting to believe this guy is going to get convicted and it's going to make him stronger.
Trump more appealable to his base. They did not put Donald Trump in a stronger legal position by the very fact he was indicted, Crudy. So come on.
No, but if he wins re-election, it all goes away. And anything that doesn't win the political cycle, if Donald Trump's not broke-assed on, if Donald Trump's not in bankruptcy court, if it's not going to be an external thing that ends his candidacy, if it's going to be Joe and Don head-to-head in this horse race, I'm a little worried about the sentiment of the electorate at this point. And well, you keep sure, telling man. Me, you it's keep early, promising yeah. me, well, oh, it's all going to change
talk
when.
About separate issues. You're talking about an election. We'll worry about that then. He's got to come up 10 days for $175 million. He's got a trial middle of April, the first one. Okay, so you don't believe any of that's going to happen. He's been delayed to, I mean, he's running out of tricks, man. What Judge Mershon, what's he going to do there? How's that going to stop?
Bruce? State court trial's not going to put him in jail, and the conviction will not have the same weight as, let's say, the January 6th, the Jack Smith.
Yeah. That,
I mean, come on, man. History cares about whether or not this guy perpetrated a coup against his country. Yes, that's what history owes us. The answer to that question.
You keep talking like your history. Now, your history. You know what? How did Al Capone get up, man? He got knocked down by taxes.
Al Capone didn't have the right to self-pardon.
Was Al Capone... I mean, the end result is what mattered. You got him on what you got him on. And we're going to get him on what we get him on, man. And yes, I'd like to see the January 6th and the documents case and all these other things come to fruition. And they slowly, hopefully will. But you're conflating the election with the actual legal perspectives right now. He has to show up middle of next month.
Because the election bears a lot of outcome.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk about that.
Because all the state court stuff goes away and all the federal stuff gets pardoned. Well,
The stories about what Donald Trump did, the reminders of the fraud that he engaged in, right? The stories from the lawyer, the fixer, and Stormy Daniels. These are going to come up. This is going to be a topic of conversation. It's going to be front and center right at the time when people are going to start slowly paying attention again. You think that this is great for Donald Trump, man? But when we start having these same conversations again that we had years ago about what went down, but now it's an official criminal trial. Folks are going to be reminded. They're going to be hearing about it. They're going to hear the news updates on what happened in court today. And then he's going to be convicted because it's a no-brainer. It's a paperwork crime. He signed the checks in the White House, man. So, yeah, this thing is going to continue to ruminate and be out there in the ether in the news and be talking about it. I don't think that's going to bode well for independence. I don't think that's going to bode well for the never Trumpers, certainly. I mean, who does he win by? He's already got the MAGA. None of this is good for him. So I get it, man, but I'm obviously not as doubt about it as you are.
It's got to turn out his space. Everything that you perceive to be good news, you know, all this stuff, this actually makes him stronger amongst his base.
Can he get stronger amongst your base, man? I mean, really?
Absolutely. Have you seen Joe Biden's sentiment amongst his base in the state of Wisconsin right now? It's sagging.
Okay, nice conflation, but how does Donald Trump get stronger with the mega lunatics?
Every indictment. I don't think he does.
Indicted. It's already done. We're all just going through it, man. The cake's already been set, brother. And it's not worried about the mega. You got to get the independents. You're not going to win with just mega.
Folks, it is the Monday white, wealthy, privilege edition. Gets by on his old man's money. Not anymore. Come back. Devil's Advocates. Damn, you're already on my nerves. We've only been on the radio together for like 15 minutes.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you play along. Are you concerned like Crudy or are you happy like me? 844-967-2789.
Out checking the text line, seeing what the early trash talkers have to say. Yeah. Jeff from Shorewood. First time Dom has ever made me feel positive. First time. Cam from Nina notes, we've been talking about this reduction in bond on Donald Trump. And I am a little frustrated because this guy continues to get away with it at each and every step. They can't keep allowing him to get away with it. I'm so frustrated. And I do worry about the electoral outcome because I think the election could be Donald Trump's get out of jail free card. If this guy's elected president, I think most of his legal problems go away. So it does bother me. Cam from Nina says on the text line, it's important to note, it doesn't change the final fine amount. He still has to pay nearly $500 million. It is only the process to appeal, and it only stops him from getting his properties taken. Yeah, but that would have been devastating. I mean, if there had been a seizure sign on Trump Tower this morning, that'd be a significantly different conversation than the one we're having.
Real quick question in that regard, Curdy, and I don't know, I'm literally asking. So this appeals process, as he appeals this, do we have a sense that it would come to fruition? We'll know the answer to that appeal sometime long before the election. I mean, he still could have to give up the property between now and then.
Well, he would have to pay the judgment, you know, and then if he refused to pay in a timely fashion 30 days from
right.
then,
assuming
then there
would be seizures right. or didn't.
Bank
right.
assets, right. whatever the case
that could still
be.
Happen after the appeals. If he loses the appeal, they can still go forward with the same process.
That could have gone forward this morning. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand the difference in outcome? It would have been devastating to the man. And I do care about the electoral outcomes because it's an election year. And I'm not just cheering for Team Blue. I'm cheering for Team Democracy, man. For the love of God, this guy represents authoritarianism and fascism and possibly concentration camps. You know, I'm really a little nervous about what Trump represents. So anytime he doesn't get the full weight of the law like the rest of us would get, it is very troubling to me. I mean, a $300 million reduction in the bond amount without explanation, just a cut it down to $175 million. Well, you know what? He's relieved because he can make that amount. He's not yet been exposed as a complete failure as a businessman. Somehow he's got that much cash. And this perception, and I'm not saying perception's reality, Dom, because we talked about the underlying value of this truthy social SPAC merger and the fact that the corporation took in $3.2 million in revenue against somewhere approaching, what, $50 million plus in losses in the last 6 months. These are the yes. underlying financials that apparently make this corporation worth $5, $6 billion.
A trillion, a gajillion.
But it's all about perception for Donald Trump, right? People perceive. His minions perceive. They aren't going to remember what the stock value is 6 months from now. Whether
well,
or not he
will.
Cashes out $30 million
it,
or $300
ass,
million.
They will. You know what I mean? And if they're not going to remember $175 million, they're going to remember $50 or $500 million. So I guess, listen, we're a long ways away from that election yet, man. I mean, so let's
7 months.
Take it. Yeah, that's a long time, man, especially in politics, especially in this day and age, Curdy. That's a lifetime, politically speaking. You know it, man. You know it. So, yes, it is concerning. The five judges, what was the basis? How'd you come up with it? These are good questions. The concern of which rich white old men getting off and getting to delay. Again, he's the ex-president. If nothing else, they're giving him as much possible leeway as they can.
Dom, at the Raw story, former President Donald Trump got a lucky break. Is that what we're calling it? Lucky break. On Monday, when a New York appeals court reduced the bond he owes from $464 million to $175 million in the civil fraud case.
Hey, given, congratulations.
Not only did they cut $289 million off the math, Dom, they gave him an extra 10 days to make the payment. So the decision in the case in which Trump was found liable for inflating property values to manipulate the Trump org's tax burden and loan interest rates came just hours before James would have been able to seize his properties, which by some accounts she was gearing up to do with his Westchester assets. And Trump is by no means in the clear, as Dom keeps pointing out, but many political and legal experts like Crudy argued that he received treatment more favorable than any normal civil defendant could expect. Here's a tweet out from Michael Steele, former chairman at the Republican National Committee. Yet again, at real Donald Trump gets special treatment with his own private system of justice. The New York appeals court has decided to give Trump more time to pay less money by reducing his bond by from 454 to 175 and giving him 10 days to get the money. This makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, I would tend to agree. There was the recounting, Dom, of the story of Caliph Browder, who allegedly stole a backpack, was unable to post $3,000 bond and spent 800 days in solitary confinement. Donald Trump ripped off New York taxpayers millions of dollars, gets bond reduced, and gets to walk free. Sounds about white wealthy privilege, Dom.
April yes. 4.
967-2789. I'm way more frustrated than you, man.
You are, man. But I mean, hey, congratulations. You only got to pay $175 million. Big day. Come on, man.
Totterbilly, welcome. Tell Dom how irritating I find him right now.
Hey, Tutter Billy.
Good to talk to you. I'm on my way to vote early on the spring primary.
Excellent.
And want to remind people to vote no on the two constitutional ballot measures that are trying to screw up our election systems and cast doubt on them and make it harder for us to count our plentiful Democratic votes. And that also gets to the question that you're talking about the strength of the base. You know, if you look at the primary results throughout the country, there's still a ton of people voting for Nikki Haley, even though she's dropped out, a ton of people voting uncommitted. And, yeah, on Joe Biden's side, he's getting some protest votes of that nature as well. But if you look historically at what Obama got, for instance, it compares pretty well. Dean Phillips isn't getting votes, et cetera. So I think Trump's base of the crazies, of course it's strong. They're coming out no matter what. But the Republican base is not strong for him at all. And I don't think Biden's is particularly weak. And I do think most of those Democrats are going to come home because, yes, they want to voice a protest now, but they don't want to put Trump in office.
All right.
Tatter Billy, appreciate your call. Journal Sentinel's got some coverage today. The enthusiasm gap. There is a significantly greater enthusiasm amongst Trump's base, the MAGA base, than amongst the Democratic base. Now, you can argue what that means 7 months out. May mean nothing. That may motivate them all with all these talks of, no, that's bad enough. But it feels a lot like a white, wealthy, privileged Monday. Eat the rich. That's what we do, Dom. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Monday, the white, wealthy, privileged Monday edition. Finally, a rich old white guy caught a break in America. About time.
About time.
Donald Trump caught a huge break, as it might be described, Dom. His bond cut more than half, 10 extra days to pay. All of the precarious financial news that we covered for the last week plus, all the bated breath of the left, and none of it comes fully to fruition. Now, as you point out, there is the first criminal trial, a trial date set today, tax day, April 15th. That is the New York trial. That is what I used to refer to as the hush money of a porn star trial, but now I'm calling, what am I calling this? The election deception case. Trump was trying to put one over on the American people, but none of it's happening quick enough for my taste. You know, I'm an impatient man. 844-967-2789. Let's not make the listeners on the phones. Let's not make them wait. Like Dom would be okay with, but I'm not. Josh from Greenwood, Wisconsin. Welcome, Josh. That's over by Eau Claire there. Right, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
No, it's not too far from Eau Claire.
Excellent. Actually. Welcome.
But, you know, on the East Coast, it was an open secret that he...
Sorry, man. Got to cut you short there. 844.
Yeah, I remember the old stories of him laundering money. And of course, I brought that up, of course, recently. I don't know. I mean, I remember the stories. Is it true? Is it not true? We don't know. But I mean, if you bankrupt more than one casino, you know, it seems like a planned effort.
Well, I'm less clear that he was just not politically astute, because he had the Trump Taj Mahal. The last time there was a DJT listing on the stock exchange, it was the Trump Taj Mahal. But then he built another rival casino on the same Atlantic City Strip, and then a third casino on the Atlantic City Strip. And effectively, what he found out is there's only so many degenerate gamblers to go around and to fund the casino stop. I am less clear that he had any sort of Oh, let's just see. Russian money laundering funding.
Russian mob, whatever. I mean, okay, but
because he went bankrupt six times over.
Yeah, and number one, Trump will tell you, Trump personally never went bankrupt. One of his corporations, many of his corporations went bankrupt. You think he got any money out before that happened? I'm betting he did. So my point being is that while you look at things in a traditional business sense, I get that. You're right. We asked on that to set up three burger joints on the same street. You know what I mean? Anything like that. You're gonna cannibalize your own marketplace. But if you're playing a game, if you need more, you know, trying to funnel, you're trying to launder, you're trying to, you know, scam as much as you possibly can, everything all the time. What makes you think that he was trying to do good business? What makes you think he's ever trying to do good business? I think the fact that we even, because we think people like to do that. We think people are honest. That's how we were raised, right? Honest, hard work, yada, yada. Not Trump's not that way, man. He's such a nutcase. Everything's about all the money right now, winning today, today, today. You got more money than him, you're a winner. He's not winning as much as he should. So I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was actually trying to do legitimate business in any of the things that he's done. We know that his father, Crudy, you told me the story, rolled in and dropped a bunch of million in chips.
Like $6 million in chips. But that was an effort to keep his son from being destitute. That was an effort for him to go through the personal embarrassment of bankruptcy. He rolled
the old man over too. You know what I mean?
Not until he had dementia. If you don't know that story, actually the story of Fred Trump and his dementia has come to light again because obviously Donald Trump's starting to lose a little something. And the dementia of his father apparently bothered him quite a bit. Right up until he tried to change the will and seize more of the assets than he should have, because he had a very financially difficult time after the bankruptcy of his three casinos. I would say no one brings that sort of trouble upon themselves to create a cash out from the mob circumstance, not through the federal bankruptcy process. He might have learned that scheme later when he really, really got into like condos in Miami, right? And the Russian oligarchs started paying cash overpriced for real estate, for Trump real estate. And he, of course, has been accused, especially through the, I believe it was the Coho real estate deal, he and his family members of committing fraud about sell-through numbers and the percentage, you know, because if you've only got a few condos sold, but you're depending upon the shared condo association fees, well, that makes it harder to get financing, you know, for those that might find themselves in such a need.
Well, and those that would want to buy a condo, in a place that has lots of other people also in the condo. So, you know, more sales, or at least claim sales, attract more sales. But I guess this is the point, though. What about this guy and his history and the way he's done his business and conducted himself makes you think in any way, shape, or form that any of the things he was doing was for straight up legitimate businesses and not necessarily trying to shovel money, making a shell, stuffing money in his pockets and screwing everybody else. That's the formula, man. Not that, hey, I got a great idea, I got a widget, worked hard, started my garage, made this thing, got a patent, marketed it, and now I'm a rich man. That's not at all what I get out of Donald
Trump. Well,
he's
not Mark Cuban. You know what I'm saying? He really has never had a good or service so much as a brand. Trump's wealth comes from his brand, to hear him tell it, right? And that is true in a big way.
Trump's wealth comes from his inheritance.
Well, but also Trump did pretty well with 12 seasons on NBC. I mean, Trump made out like a bandit from doing the Celebrity Apprentice.
I know. He's a reality TV star. That's wonderful. Terrible president, but he made money on doing reality TV.
I suggest he's always thought he was going to make money on every deal. 844-967-2789.
Making money on paper and putting money in your pocket are not the same thing. Hoosier Bob, welcome. What do you got?
How you doing, Hoosier Bob?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Awesome.
I'm not as... Okay, I'm pissed. But not so much at the reduction in the bond as... If this man walked up to you, you're sitting on the bench, and you say, you got my $465 million? And he goes, no, sir, I couldn't get it. How much you got?
I've got, you know, this much. Okay, give it to me. Turn your pockets out. I want your wallet. I want everything and the keys to your properties. We'll take the 175 as the bond. You still owe us the rest.
Well, he still does owe the rest, Bob, although they didn't hang him from a skyscraper and make him loosen up his wallet. You know, I'm a rich man. I never carry cash out in public.
Yeah, but if they had said, okay, you don't have the 175, you said you had 500 million. You don't have 175. You don't have my 465. You're going to jail.
Oh, he won't go to jail, Bob. He just maybe won't be able to appeal it. But he's got to come up. He's got 10 days to come up with the 175, the $175 million. He's got 10 days. So we'll have to, you know, hold our breath and wait and see what he can actually
do. I'm not
going to
hold my breath. He seemed very confident. This was the reprieve he needed. He claims he's got the $175 million.
Did we somehow inject the bleach? What if we got sunlight on the inside? He was very confident when he was being a bonehead about COVID. If you say something like you know exactly what you're talking about, you say it with conviction, it must be true. He's going to testify. He's going to release his taxes. We got infrastructure week coming next week. We're going to replace Obamacare. You seem very confident about those things. Guy's got no credibility, man. Doesn't matter what he says.
He claimed he couldn't make his bond. He offered $100 million. When they said $175 million, he said, done, I'll pay that. So that does seem like a guy more prepared than the guy who last Friday, hell, he was sending me emails overnight, dude. Seriously, I was getting emails from Trump overnight about Tish James seizing his buildings. Here's one I took a little snapshot of. I kid you not. Trump Tower is mine. You'll never seize my property. I mean, he was sending out these crazy missives. I got that last night in my inbox. Like, help me. Send me $5, anything, a nickel, 27 cents. Whatever you got, send your money now. I mean, that is the rambling of a desperate man. And suddenly today he's confident. Oh, yeah, I got $175 million. Sure, I'll make that bond. He claims he'll make the bond. We'll get to the phones in just a minute. Here is how the Foxy News is reporting it. Trump blasts the Biden trials. Says the president is weaponizing the DOJ to try and knock out his political opponent. You know, that'd be Trump, Dom. Here's how they're reporting it on Fox. Former President Trump blasted his legal challenges as election interference today, accusing President Biden of weaponization of our government to try and knock out his political opponent, while vowing to continue to fight to push off a trial date in the Manhattan District Attorney's case against him. I swear I will delay. As long as he can, right? That part I believe. Trump, the presumptive 2024 GOP presidential nominee, held a press conference Monday afternoon in downtown Manhattan shortly after the appeals court slashed the bond due to New York Attorney General Letitia James, case by more than half, and after a trial date was set, the case brought against him by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Then Trump took questions at 40 Wall Street. They could have been seizing that this morning. That'd have made a hell of a different headline.
Yeah, right.
We're going through this weaponization of our government to try and knock out somebody's political opponent, calling all the cases Biden trials. And so far, based on the polls, it's not working at all. The people understand that. Sadly, that part's mostly true, Dom. Trump's press conference also comes after he sat in a Manhattan courtroom for hours Monday morning in a case brought by Bragg. The judge presiding over that case, Judge Juan Merchan, denied Trump's motion to further delay the hush money payments trial, the voter deception trial, I would call it, Dom. Merchan announced the trial will begin April 15th. Well, that's good news, Dom.
Yeah, you think? I'm very excited about it. I'm not clear. I've done a little reading on it. I'm not clear how or what Trump could do to delay that particular trial. Sounds like it's on like Donkey Kong, and that's 3 weeks from today.
More from Trump today. Can you imagine they take a guy out of DOJ and they put him into the Attorney General's office and then into the Manhattan DA's office to go after Trump? These are all Biden trials. Apparently he follows the personnel very closely, Dom, and knows all their contribution habits usually. Yeah. Trump added,
he never mentions anything about, you know, grand juries and, you know, his peers who would judge him based on the evidence presented. Never brings that part up. Little quirk of the legal system.
Now, Trump today claims in the Alvin Bragg trial currently set for April 15th, Trump said, I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong. Trump was asked if a conviction could cost him the 2024 election, but he rejected that notion, saying that a trial could make me more popular because the people know it's a scam. It's a Biden trial. This is Biden. There is no trial. There's a Biden trial. This is all done by the Democratic Party, and it's all done by Biden and his group. Trump, in a swipe at Biden, added, I don't know if it's Biden's because I don't know if Biden has even sharpened. I don't know if Biden knows what's happening. You want to know the truth? Maybe he does. He probably does. But this is all done by Biden and the thugs that work for Biden, and it's a very bad thing. It's a very dangerous thing for our country. Biden's re-election campaign blasted Trump as weak and desperate after the news conference. He spent the weekend golfing, the morning comparing himself to Jesus, and the afternoon lying about having money he definitely doesn't have. His campaign can't raise money. He's uninterested in campaigning outside his country club. And every time he opens his mouth, he pushes moderate and suburban voters away with his dangerous agenda. America deserves better than a feeble, confused, and tired Donald Trump. That the Biden campaign's quote. I like that one. Come back with us. Your quotes on the phones could be next. 844-967-2789. Oh, and I've got that Jesus reference. You know, it is the week of Easter. He's very Christ-like, that Trump.
Yeah, he is.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines 844-967-2789, or you can just download the Civic Media app. Super cool. Take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Hit the button to call or to text. Again, Civic Media app. Look for it in your favorite app store.
I'm hitting the button right now. Joe from Madison. Welcome back. What do you got for us, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
I want to return to, Cudi, you had an expression or a line that you had in the previous half hour where you were talking about Trump and saying if he is reelected, his legal problems will go away.
Yes.
I would like to add on to that and say if Trump is reelected, it's not that his legal problems will go away. Democracy is going to go away. At a parallel time to all of these court cases, Project 2025, which Maggie has touched on, you've touched on it, has been very clear. Over 100 organizations have been plotting and planning and working very hard to be all ready to purge out over 50,000 federal employees and replace them with Trump loyalists. And that's not just in Department of Education. That's in DOD. That's in DOJ. That's in the FBI. And it's been a line that is used that I think we really need to pay attention to is your institutions will not save you. And I think today is a perfect example of this. Previously, we've had the Supreme Court suddenly decide that they're going to take the presidential immunity case. Okay, they didn't have to take that case. They could have left it at the lower level and just said, the mere idea is ridiculous. We're not going to take this on. Instead, not only did they choose to take this on for review, but they are working on a timeline that at the speed that a sloth might regard as slow. I mean, it is, if you wanted to turn it around quickly, for example, what happened in the election with Gore, they managed to do that in just record time. This presidential immunity case fits into what he wants in terms of delay, delay, delay. So now we have this case today where the guy said, Trump said, I have the $500 million. He said it in one of his tweets. And now the courts look at it and go, oh, honey, you can't afford it? That's okay. We'll drop that down to you for 10 days. That's okay. Better than anybody else. You're better than the guy with the backpack. You don't have to pay what you're owed. Forget that. We know and we love you. So another institution rots out and suddenly comes up with this idea that he doesn't have to pay his bills. Unlike any of us, he doesn't have to pay his bills. And so I would look at it even further and say,
well, hang on, Joe, let's just be clear about that. He doesn't have to pay the requisite amount to, you know, necessarily go to appeals court. While they reduced that amount, they did not absolve him of paying the entirety if he is found to be guilty upon appeal.
Well, why not, though? Why not, though, Dom? I mean, anybody else would have to do it. Why does he get a pass? Why?
It's a great question. You know, but Joe, I'm not clear that these kinds of things don't happen in other cases, that an appeal amount would be reduced. I don't know the answer to that question. I certainly don't know why those five judges in this New York appeals court decided to go down this road. There's no explanation for it, no formula, no math that explains how they came up with $175 million. But this is not the first time in recorded history that someone's bond to appeal has been reduced, I'm sure of it.
Joe, if these had been the referees in a March Madness game, we'd have said the fix was in.
Well, and I think part of what happened, Don, is that it looks like this. You know, they may have their reasons, but here's this guy who gets to have delay after delay, who gets to say, well, I can't afford it, even though he said 3 days ago on Friday, I can't afford it. So what we're left with is, okay, it's special for Donald and not for us. So there is that erosion in looking at the courts and that idea that the institutions aren't going to save you. I mean, if this guy gets back in, and it's very likely that he could get back in, it's not just the courts that are going to be tossed on the trash heap. It's also what happens with when he's able to, he can replace military authorities. He has the right to do that as a president. He can declare the Insurrection Act, and off we go. So I think a guy who's been meeting with Orban and who has been quite clear about, hey, it's going to be my way or the highway, and I'm going to be seeking revenge if I get back in. Man, this is what happened today was not just procedural to me. To me, it was like one more, nick in the wall that says, okay, your institutions aren't going to save you. Look at this. He should have been given the same route that anybody else was, in that he was told he had to come up with this amount. And look, day of, he doesn't, even though he's got properties that could easily be seized to make that payment. I mean, it happens for other people that they get properties seized if they can't make payment. Why not him?
Joe, you make excellent points in your chastisement of Dominic. I'd like to give him a moment to respond.
Come on. Yes, and thank you for that, Joe. Number one, again, I'm not sure that this is an exception. I would have to have very smart attorneys on to decide whether or not these things do happen in regular course of business in courts. The other thing, you talked about the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump versus the United States, scheduled for our oral arguments. You know when that is, Joe? April 25th. What is that? It's 10 days after he goes to criminal trial in Manhattan. So as soon as that one maybe wraps up, then we're going to get to hear about how Donald Trump thinks he should be able to order SEAL Team 6 to murder his political opponents. These are not great conversations to have for Donald Trump leading into an election that might scare off some independents. It might scare off some moderates. It might scare off some people who are just starting to pay attention come May, June, July.
They're going to be scared off by his immunity arguments? Come on. Man, really his claim, the fact the U.S. Supreme Court allows this conversation to even be had, gives validity to the argument. And if you think independent,
I look forward to Joe Biden exercising that very, very unique presidential right. Come on, man.
I'm not saying it's a valid thing, but clearly they're in the freaking tank for the guy. The fact they're even entertaining the argument means they're in the tank, right? That's what we see. That's what Joe is expressing the outrage about.
No, I get it, but that's open for interpretation. It's open for a bias, what we have going into it. We know how the court is. I understand that. I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying there are other things at play. For instance, the first time in U.S. history, a president has been indicted for what? Trying to overturn the government. January 6th. He's claiming all these things. These are very important issues that need a very definitive stamp. Now, they could have done it.
They were answered by the appellate court very clearly and succinctly with no appeal necessary and no loose ends. And you're saying, oh, no, normal process. Let's just rig the election for the guy.
April 25th, 10 days after Manhattan. We'll talk about it then.
I think it's April 22nd.
April 25th. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. I'll let you off then.
Yeah,
I might have the date right.
Hey, you sound like you know what you're talking about, Crudy. You say it with confidence, so it must be true.
I just asked. You know, you've just been wrong about everything else today. I just thought, you know, it's a pleasant change of pace that you got this one thing right. You know, the date.
The date. Oh, anyway, that's what the interwebs said. I can't quote the interwebs.
You know, you are our Rona McDaniel around here.
Oh, come on, man.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
There's only one guy on this panel who ever ran for political office, Michael.
It's because you don't have the courage. More Devil's Advocates. Happier Happy Hour is next.